This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul said that bringing up children in the training and instruction of the Lord was the father's responsibility. Ideally, this is how it should be. But mothers should be complementing partners in this process. If the father, for whatever reason, doesn't do his part, the mother, and yes, even grandmother, can be used of God. Listen to how it happened in Timothy's life. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:5, "I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." And in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy 14 through 15, he writes, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." There are two primary influences Paul notes. First, he was taught the Holy Scriptures from infancy. This teaching was more than just exposure. He was encouraged to become convinced about the importance of Scripture. They persuaded him to see the wisdom of trusting in Jesus Christ for his salvation. But that act of faith didn't happen in a vacuum. He saw his mother and grandmother live by faith in the promises of God found in the Scriptures. Their example and the truth he was convinced of encouraged Timothy to trust in Christ for salvation and to live daily by faith. What a wonderful pattern to follow. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.